Hi everyone, this is Jordana from drinkitin_Jordana. I'm so thrilled to be with you here again today on Thursday to discuss what is the connection. Now don't forget, if you ever want to do sponsorship or dedication, any of the Shirim, please feel free to contact Shir Enjoyment. If I'm not mistaken, I'm going to check right now. This class is dedicated for Le'ilui Nishmat Chaya Rachel Bat David Tzvi. Again, Le'ilui Nishmat Chaya Rachel Bat David Tzvi. And we're going to talk about what the connection is between this week's Torah portion of Parashat Yitro to the Haftorah in Yeshayahu. Very interesting. You know, right away people think, okay, the Haftorah talks about when Yeshayahu is inaugurated in Perek Vav, in Chapter 6. And he has this nevuah, he has this vision. And then Parshat Yitro, we know it's this tremendous nevuah. All of Klal Yisrael, all of the Jews of Israel, become nevi'im, become prophets at that very moment when we get the Torah. And so it's like an unbelievable scene. So both of these stories are talking about receiving the word of God, having the prophecy. And that would be like, okay, an amazing connection. You know, I never leave it just like that. For me, it's never enough. So when I was thinking about it, I realized I focused on something else. This is the inauguration of one person's journey, that of Yeshayahu, Isaiah, and the inauguration of the Jewish people and our journey as Jews. But what's interesting is that when does it happen? For Yeshayahu, it's happening in the sixth chapter of his book. For us, it's in the second book, to almost towards the middle of the Sefer, we get the Torah. We have Matan Torah. It's unbelievable. Like, you would think when somebody's inauguration, right? An inauguration is usually, that word is usually in reference to the beginning of something. But what we're seeing here is the pivotal moment of the individual of Isaiah and that of the people. It's not at the very beginning of your journey sometimes. It's not at the very start. It's not at the starting point. But sometimes, it's, if you want to call it, it's like as if you get a second wind. It comes a little bit later on. We need to be mindful of when things are going to turn around, when things are going to hit, when are those high moments, when are those inspirations coming. Sometimes when maybe you least expect it, you expect to be inspired, you expect to something to, you go on a vacation and if day one is not, wow, bam, bam, then the whole thing is ruined. So no, you never know when something is going to be so monumental. You don't know when something is going to be so impactful. And that, I think, is the beautiful connection between this week's Torah portion and the Haftorah, showing us that our impact doesn't have to be right away. We don't have to be inspired instantaneously in the beginning. But rather, if we sit back and we soak in what's around us, we'd be amazed by how things play out. And so how it was for Yeshayahu, it's not until the sixth chapter when we're told how he has his inauguration nevuah. And then for us, it happens later on after the Avot, after we were suffered in Mitzrayim in Egypt. And now there we are in the desert. There's also another beautiful connection that I wanted to share with you. And that was by Yamima Mizrahi. Oh my gosh. If you do not listen to Yamima Mizrahi or read her stuff, you're missing out on like a whole world. So as you all know, this week, there was a very big tragedy, Syria, Turkey, with earthquakes. Okay. And this week's third portion is somewhat of an earthquake. This is what I was talking about in the sense of Matan Torah. And also the nevuah, this inauguration prophecy that Isaiah is having. And she puts it so beautifully. She says it so well, Yamima Mizrahi, when she says that something horrific has happened in Turkey and Syria. She says, if you look at the media, all these clips, and you see people, they're pulling out bodies, and it's horrible. And if I'm not mistaken, the death toll is up to 17,000 already, 17,000 people. It's just mind-boggling. Just really, it really struck a chord with me, even though they it's so far away, but the pain and the number is so immense. So when you think about an earthquake, it's all about the shaking, that perhaps the earthquake is meant to shake us up. we should feel shaken by this news. It's not just physically shaken, but this should shake us to the core. And it's so interesting that when you look in the Haftorah, it uses that terminology also a little bit of shaking, where it talks about Bishnat Mot HaMelech Uziyahu, during the year of the king of Uziyahu's death. The prophet writes, "Eret Hashem Yoshev al Kiseh Rav Venisa, Vishulav Mile'im Teichal, Srafim Omdim Ma'alo, Vekarazel Zev Amar Kadosh, 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 Hashem Tzva'o, Malok Karetz Bodo." We all know this, right, from Kedusha. "I saw Hashem sitting upon a high, exalted throne, the lower edges of which filled the sanctuary. Seraphim stood above it. Each would call to another, say, 'Holy, holy is Hashem. Tzva'kot, the fullness of the earth is in His glory.'" And the threshold posts moved for the sound of the crier. The house filled with smoke. It was shaking. It was like an earthquake. Everything was shaking and moving. And the same thing with this week's Torah portion. Eretz ra'asha gam shamayim nitafu, harim nazlu mipnei Hashem zeh Sinai. And the earth trembled. Even the heavens stripped, mountains flowed away before Hashem here at Sinai. There was an earthquake at the time of Matan Torah, and there seemed to have been an earthquake or a shaking when Yeshayahu got his nevuah. Unbelievable, unbelievable. And if you look at the first words of this week's Torah portion, it says, "Vayishma Yitro," and Yitro heard. It's a calling to all of us. Our job, what are we meant to do? We're supposed to hear what's going on in the world around us. Hear it. Take it in. Let it be a part of you. See the messages. See how it's connected. See how you're connected. Have your heart. Listen to it. Give it over to yourself and let it become a part of you. There's so much pain that's there. So much pain. But it's our job to listen to the shakings around us, because you know what? If you don't take care of things that are around you, it comes closer and closer and closer to your home. And then one day you're going to wake up and there's going to be a spiritual earthquake within your home. It's our duty to listen. It's our duty to pay attention to our children, to the people around us. And don't let things slip by until it's already an earthquake and it becomes so much harder to fix. And so here, even Yemima Mizrach, she goes even further. She says other things as well. But I just thought that point, that you have this imagery in this week's Torah portion and in the Haftorah of an earthquake-like sensation going on. How does that not shake you up, Mahavdil? How does that not wake you up when you see the correlation between the two? Well, that's my little take for this week. Understanding the connection within this week's Torah portion to the Haftorah, of how we never know when our inspiration is going to come. It doesn't always have to come at the beginning. This inauguration comes chapter 6 and then in the second book. But even more so, the connection this week is not just between the Haftorah and the Parsha, but the connection to our lives today. That's what I think is so beautiful and powerful. Hope you enjoyed this. I hope you were able to drink it in. And I will see you, or better yet, you will hear me next week. Have a wonderful Shabbat Shalom.